Translation. The personality of Godhead who appear in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting of the holy name releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yoga means concentration of the mind detached from all other subject matter. And actually, such concentration is samadhi, or 100% engagement in the service of the Lord. And one who concentrates his attention in that manner is called a yogi. Such a yogi, devotee of the Lord, engages himself 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord, so that his whole attention is engrossed with the thought of the Lord in ninefold devotional service, namely hearing, chanting, remembrance, worshipping, praying, becoming voluntary servant, carrying out orders, establishing a friendly relationship, or offering all that one may possess in the service of the Lord. By such practice of yoga or linking up in the service of the Lord, one is recognized by the Lord Himself. As it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita concerning the highest perfectional stage of samadhi, the Lord calls such a rare devotee the best among all the yogis. Such a perfect yogi is enabled by the divine grace of the Lord to concentrate his mind upon the Lord with a perfect sense of consciousness, and thus by chanting the holy name before quitting his body, the body. The yogi is at once transferred by the eternal energy of the Lord to one of the eternal planets where there is no question of material life and its concomitant factors. In material existence, a living being has to endure the material conditions of threefold miseries, life after life, according to his fruity work. Such material life is produced by material desires only. Devotional service to the Lord does not kill the material desires of living being, but they are applied in the right course of devotional service. This qualify the desires to be transferred to the spiritual sky. General Bhishma Dev is referring in a particular type of yoga called Bhakti Yoga. And he was fortunate enough to have the Lord or directly in his presence before he quitted his material body. He therefore desired that the Lord stay before his view in the following verses. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksarun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bhandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavajanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So first I would like to express my joy for coming to the Bhaktivinoda Mata, Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki. And I also like to ask the blessing from Maharaj. I'm supposed to be coming here to hear from Maharaj, but the opposite is happening. And also, Pankajangri Prabhu, to be able to speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the Bhishma Dev, the passing away of Bhishma Dev. And the description here is given how that the Lord who appears in minds of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting of the holy name. This is purely a devotional service. When they can attain, Krishna explained Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamam abhijanati. Through devotional service, one can actually attain. And releases a devotee from the bondage of furtive activities. Yam yam vapisparan bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram. So at the time of quitting this body, whatever one thing and that one attain. So here it is mentioned that the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. So one become released from this bondage. And Srila Prabhupada explained that this cause of this bondage, in the purpose, Prabhupada explained the cause of this bondage, this material world, where one has to endure the misery, the threefold miseries of this life, is due to desires. Material desires, as Prabhupada explained. So these desires are there, and how to one can get rid of desires, or that one should not try to struggle or battle with the desires. If we try to battle with desires, then we'll miss the focus upon Lord Krishna. And if we try to battle with the desires, one should not also express his desires, right? Because desires, if expressed, duspurena nalena cha. Because desires, material desires, karma, burns like fire, never gets satiated. So, if one expresses desires also, then, because he will be seeking desires in this material world. Should one suppress the desires? We can't express, but we should not also suppress. If one suppresses the desires will come out in an ugly form in the future. So we should not express, because here Prabhupada is saying that bhakti yoga does not, devotional service of the Lord does not kill the natural desires of the living entities, but they apply the right course of devotional service. So what need to do is to transfer the area in which we are seeking pleasure. If one suppresses desires, then we're denying the pleasure of this world. So one could transfer the area where one is seeking pleasure. That's what should be done. If we battle with desire, then we'll lose the concentration upon Krishna. It's just like a child wants to play. And then, or go to the beach and make castle out of sand. And then the parents say that, no, it's time to go home. Let's go. You know, you have to study. And then the child, because the child likes to play and he would just like to sneak, you know, and go and play again. Right? But when the child become mature, as the child is growing, then he understand that he has to actually study as he grow older. So similarly, as we become mature, Hare Krishna, as one become mature, then one understand, and then one can actually transfer the desires in Krishna consciousness. Visaya vinivartante, this is verse, Niharasya dehinam raso rasa varjam raso pyasa paran brisva nivartate. So also giving up the object of the senses, but the tastes remain, right? The taste is there. Prabhupada gave the example, just like the camphor box. If you remove all the camphor, but still the smell is still there, right? So although one has given up the object of the senses, but the taste for this pleasure, for this enjoyment is still there. What should be done then? So param drisva nivartate. Param drisva. Param drisva. To have a higher taste, then one actually can give up the lower taste. So this is higher taste, Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj also mentioned one time, Narsingadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, he said, Prahlad, now you can ask me anything you want. You know, any boon you want, I can offer. Any boon. So please ask me. That's my lila. I do the pastime to satisfy the desires of my devotees. That's my pastime. Narsingadeva Bhagavan is saying. So, and then Prahlad Maharaj said that, oh my Lord, please do not allure me with this. I have enough experience. Name, glories, fame, wealth, so much I had, you know. But then he said, there is only one relationship. You are the master and I am your servant. There is no other relationship. He was talking about there is no commercial relationship, you know, buying and selling, nothing like that. So he said that, then he quoted a beautiful verse. He said that, yadi dasyasi me kaman. Yadi, if ever you want. He's not asking himself. He said, if ever you want to give boon, yadi dasishime kaman, kamanam varadarshaba. No, sorry. Yadi dasishime kaman, kamanam ridi asam roham. Kamanam ridi means in the heart. Kamanam ridi asam roham, bharastu vinevaram. Bharatastu vinevaram. So he said that, if ever, my Lord, you want to give me a boon, you want to fulfill my desires, and what he asked for? So give me the boon that ridi asam roham, that the desires from my heart does not grow again, becomes eradicated. Asam roham means there's no growth, does not grow again. That's what he asked. If ever you want to give me some boon, give me the boon that my heart become free from desires. That's what he asked. Asam ridi asam roham. Barastastu vrine varam. Vrine varam. I pray for that. Vrine varam. I pray for that boon. That's what I asked. And Prahlad Maharaj is asking. So, this is a way that it can be, Prabhupada is also mentioning, by the ninefold devotional service, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So here, Srila Prabhupada is also mentioning that Bhishma Dev is talking about a particular type of yoga, yogi. What is that? Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Actually, in fact, through bhakti one can eradicate all these desires, all this suffering of this material world, only through the process of bhakti yoga. So here, yogi means a devotee. And Bhishma Dev is a great devotee, he's a Mahajan. He was also performing bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga is the highest. Bhagavad Gita explained that of the yogi is greater than the ascetic, greater than the empiricist, and greater than the karmis, right? After all, become a yogi. Krishna telling to Arjuna, become a yogi. And what and then Krishna confirmed the highest yogi, the last verse of chapter 6. Yoginam api sarvesham antarena mad atma I forget this. Yoginam api sarvesham is saying that of all the yogis, the highest yogi is one who always think of me. And he's the highest yogi. So this is the point, that the fact that a devotee who's always serving the Lord, he's the highest yogi. He's the highest one. So this is why that devotional service is the highest. And Srimad Bhagavatam explained that the other processes, the process of dhyana, of jnana, of karma, they are supposed to be culminating in bhakti yoga, process of bhakti yoga. So this is why Srimad Bhagavatam gives the highest explanation of bhakti yoga. Bhagavatam explained that. At the end of Bhagavata, Krishna Bhagavan explained that sarva dharman paritaja mamekam saranam braja. Give up all varieties of religion. And where Bhagavad Gita ends, that's where Srimad Bhagavatam starts. And Srimad Bhagavatam explained that dharma prajita kaitava nirmatsaranam satam. Prajita means giving up, already given up. The cheating religion. Nirmatsaranam satam. So to give up the cheating religion. What is cheating religion? Jai Shishi Radhagokula Nandaki. Dharma projita kaita vatra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. What does that mean, cheating religion? What is cheating? When can we say that we have been cheated? What does that mean, cheating? Yes. We are not getting the right real thing, right? Sometimes you go to the shop, you buy something, you want something. It has happened to me once. I went to one shop. That was happened in South India. To buy a, what do you call that? Battery charger. I said, I want this. And the seller said, okay, I would like to pack it for you. And it was packed. Then when I went home at the temple, and what happened? I was cheated. It gave me a fake one, broken one, you know. It was not a new one. So you're right. So you don't get what you expected, right? You buy something, but it was not what you wanted. Cheated. So there is cheaters and the cheated. So one who is cheated, he's also a fool, because he has been cheated, right? So kaitava dharma is called cheating religion. Why cheating religion? Why cheating? Because those people, karmakandis, maybe they are doing some karmakand process, But then they wanted to get some pleasure, right? Some eternal pleasure, right? That's what they expected. Antavat palam tesam tadbhavati alpa medasam. So he was expecting to get pleasure, but then he got temporary pleasure. So he's been cheated, right? So you have the cheaters, and the one who is cheated is also, because we have to know also, you know, when we buy something, we have to understand. So this is why, Kaitava Dharma, Nirimat Saranam Satam, and Vashmat Bhagavatam speak about the topmost yoga system, because Vedyam Vastavam means because it has the absolute knowledge. Vedyam Vastavam. Shivadam. Shivadam means it is good for everyone. It is good for everybody. Shivadam. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamune Kritekim Vaparer Ishwaraha. And what need is there for any other literature? Vyasadeva is the one who wrote the Vedas, right? And he's also writer of Srimad Bhagavatam. So after writing the Vedas, he was not pleased. And now after writing Srimad Bhagavatam, and then it is said here, what need is there for any other literature? Of course, other literatures also contain Vedyam Vastavam, means other literatures also contain the absolute truth, right? Not only Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedas also. So what is unique in Srimad Bhagavatam? What is unique? Is Nigama Kalpataro, Galitam Phalam. This Galitam Phalam, this nectar. Nigama Kalpataro, Galitam Phalam, Bhagavatam, Pibatam, Bhagavatam, Rasam, Alayam. Rasam Alayam. This sounds like Rasmalai, right? Rasam Alayam. This is unique. This Ras from Srimad Bhagavatam. You don't get in any other literatures. So, because Bhagavatam, what does it do? Bhagavatam, it brings the rasa between the devotees and the Lord. It brings it up. That's what Bhagavatam does. Rasam does. Rasam alayam. So this is why Srimad Bhagavatam is unique, and there is no need for any other literature as explained here. And Rasam alayam, Sridhar Swami explained that this ras, it's like a mango. You know, mango, very juicy. Galitam phala means galo. You know, it is galitam, means it can say ripe, yes, but you can say overripe, right? Galitam phalam. And Sridhar Swami explained that one should drink that fruit. Normally fruit we eat, right? But he says here we have to drink because it is juicy. It is overripe. It is semi-liquid, right? Semi-solid, we can say also. Semi-liquid. It can be drinked. So here, this and this fruit, like a mango, it doesn't have the skin and the seed is absent. It's only, and the pulp also, it's only juice. So you can just drink. So Bhagavatam, it brings up the rasa in the front, the rasa between the devotees and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, whereas the Vedas, in fact, knowledge and bhakti, gyan bhakti, there is kind of harmony, yes? There is a kind of harmony. But to say that gyan and bhakti, they are interdependent, that is too strong. Gyan also help to achieve bhakti, right? Gyan can help to get bhakti, but to say that gyan is and bhakti, they are interdependent, that is too strong. Because there are times when people can achieve bhakti without gyan. For example, the Mrigari. He achieved bhakti without even knowledge. And sometimes the Brijbasis, their knowledge is covered that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's a proof that gyan and bhakti, they are not interdependent. And bhakti is the reason why bhakti is easy, because bhakti is its own fruit. Bhakti is its own fruit. And bhakti does not also depend on any other authority. This is why bhakti is easy. Because bhakti does not depend on any other authority, and bhakti is its own fruit. Sometimes people say that Shruti, you know, Shruti and Shruti Smriti, right? Shruti Smriti. Shruti is original, Smriti is derived, right? Right? From the Vedas. But that logic doesn't hold true, necessarily true. Because there are many also scriptures, Smriti, that are considered to be also original. Shruti. What is Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita? Yadate moham kalilam. Budhir vyati terishati tada gantasi nirvedam. Nirvedam means when your intelligence has passed out the dense forest of delusion. So the Vedas, dense forest of delusion, that's karmakand, right? What happened then? Yes. And then explain, this has passed out this delusion. Tada gantasi nirvedam. Nirvedam means one become indifferent to what has been heard and what is to be heard. What has been heard, what is that? Srutavyacha, srutavyasha, srutasacha. What has been heard. So srutavya, that is Shruti, right? That is Vedas. One become indifferent. Prabhupada gave the translation of indifferent nirvedam in Bhagavad Gita as callousness. One become callous. Shruti vipani paanati. And then explain that when your mind is not longer influenced by the flowery words of the Vedas, then one become nischalam achalam, become fixed in devotion. So this is why Srimad Bhagavatam is the Galitam Palam, is the highest literature, because it brings up the rasa, you know, between the devotees and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam also, like here, Bhishmadev, he's a Mahajan. And his relationship with the Lord is virya, rasa. And he's bringing that up. So he's a warrior. And it's explained also that he is fighting. While he was fighting, he was also shooting. And it happened that some of the arrows also touched Krishna. And his body started bleeding, right? Of course, Krishna has a spiritual body. But it hurt, his body was bleeding, Krishna's body. Blood was coming up. So Srila Prabhupada explained that this is a fight between Krishna and Bhishmadev. It's not a real fight. It's just like a time, sometime husbands and wife, they fight, loving fight, you know. Or the wife bites the husband lovingly, right? in a loving exchange. Happens sometimes like that, you know. So the one Bhishma Dev is shooting, and that is also getting onto Krishna. His body is bleeding, start bleeding. And Prabhupada explained that's exchange of love like husband and wife. Or Bhishma Dev, although shooting arrows, is like offering flowers to Krishna. That's what is explained. So, of course, Krishna doesn't have a material body. But Prabhupada explained that this blood coming out from Krishna's body is to allure the Mayavadis, the atheist. You know? And so there is the exchange between Krishna, of love between Krishna and Bhishma Dev. So at the end Bhishma Dev is going to leave his body. Very, very fortunate. And here there will be also many, many sages who are coming. He's leaving his body among the sadhus, in the presence of so many sadhus, plus in the holy dham, Kurukshetra, the Pandavas, and also this day was, I've been told, it was the day of Sankranti. You know Sankranti? Maharaj, I heard like that. Sankranti is very auspicious, where the sun is moving to the north. Makara Sankranti, that's very, very auspicious day. It was on Sankranti day when Bhishma Dev left his body. And then on top of that, in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the perfection. Haridas Thakur also, Haridas Thakur, he asked the Lord for one boon. And one time Haridas Thakur was not eating, he was sick. And the Lord asked him, why are you not eating? So he said, are you sick? Haridas Thakur said, no, my Lord, I am fine. My body is fine. It's just my mind is sick. You know? Why? Because I have not been able to complete my rounds. You know? And then he said, my Lord, please, I have one boon. Please give me this boon. And what does he want? He said, please do not end your pastime now. Do not end your pastime now. Please wait. I want to leave my body. I wish that my body fall down in your presence. That's what he asked. That my body falls down in your presence. That's a boon I ask you. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave instruction to the devotees. Nacho gao bhakta sange kara sankitan. Krishna nam upadesh tara sarvajan. Nacho gao bhakta sange kara sankirtan. You know, he said, dance and chant in the association of devotees and do sankirtan. Krishna nam upadesh, distribute the holy name, tara sarvajan, means to have to deliver, you know, the people in general. Chant, dance, and do sankirtan in association of devotees, and deliver this holy name, and to deliver, in order to deliver the people. Nacho gao bhakta sange, kara sankirtan, Krishna nam upadesh tara sarvajan. So that's the way to deliver people. So then, Haridas Thakur said, please grant me this boon that I want to see you at the time I am leaving my body. He said, let me see you. Let me see you, your face, and let my tongue glorify your name. And let me hold your lotus feet to my heart. That's what he said. You know, at the time when I'm leaving my body. So this is the perfection of life, if one is able to do that. Actually, in fact, this whole our life itself is a preparation to attain this perfection. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Prabhupada ki. I would like to end here.